boyfriend told me he wanted to have sex Saturday night at 1:59 a.m. just so he could brag that he lasted an hour and 2 minutes. Oh boy.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you,
brother! With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
Republican Senator Bill Hagerty lamenting defeat of his proposal to require a U.S. citizenship question to be included in the census. 51 Democrats and independents banding together to defeat that proposal. Some European countries are following the lead of the U.S., evacuating embassy personnel in Haiti as violence continues to spiral out of control. Israel says its forces have killed more than 13,000 Hamas terrorists as the war in Gaza, triggered by the Hamas attack on Israel in October, continues to rage. And the historical drama Oppenheimer, the big winner of the night at the Academy Awards in L.A., took 7 Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Director for Christopher Nolan, Best Actor, Cillian Murphy. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 136 points. NASDAQ futures are off 24 points. More details, srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Do you know what today is?
Today is National Promposal Day.
Oh my God, are you asking me to the prom?
It's that time of year again where teens pull out all the stops to pop the question, will you go to prom with me?
This is a surprise promposal.
So who are you going to prom with?
National Promposal Day.
A lot of people have been going the promposal route.
So I know my boyfriend is asking me to prom.
It's National Promposal Day.
It's showtime, baby.
It's National Get Frustrated Day because already we have a major problem with our system here, so...
Oh, no. Well, at least it's not a Monday. Oh, wait, it is.
That's why there was no song this morning. For some reason, everything is MIA. But it's Monday. We kind of expect those kinds of things to happen. So, first things first.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
All right, so we're in the growing season now, and that's why temperatures are critical. I noticed that it's 35 in Prattville right now, so that is definitely a frost situation. We have a frost advisory this morning and a frost advisory again tonight. Sun and cloud mix today. Cool for March. Today's high 65 is well below normal. It'll be partly cloudy and cold again tonight with the overnight low temperature down to around 37. Some of the outlying areas maybe a little lower. Mostly sunny with a warming trend starting tomorrow with a high around 72. Mid-70s on Wednesday, near 80 on Thursday with more sun. And then the risk of more showers and storms beginning late Thursday night. Periods of rain and thunderstorms Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So here we go with another wet Friday. Like we had, of course, last Friday we had 3 to 5 inches. So a front will stall in central Alabama and that will lead to a wet weekend. Right now, this morning, it's 38 at Maxwell and at MGM. Prattville, 35 at 604.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
He's here early today, gang.
All Hail Jay. All Hail Jay. All Hail Jay.
Because he's going to slip in and fix this, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, boy.
I'm hoping.
We mean, the good news is everything I did today is there, and that's all that's there. So I have no idea where the vault went. So last night I could not help but text you, even though bedtime, everything was so weird. Because
at the time change,
you know, the clock's telling me, hey, 9:30, 10 o'clock, you should be ready to go to sleep. But my body's saying, no, it's 8:30 and you're not ready. But even though we have that kind of flexible 6 p.m. rule.
They said it was really weird out there in Los Angeles because they started the...
I heard they had a protest, too, outside
they did.
The...
They did. And some of the people, some of the stars arriving late. But it started at 4:30 their time. And because of the time change, it really started, you know, sort of like 3:30. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
And so, it was kind of a weirdness in as far as the Oscars go. We'll be talking a lot about the Oscars this morning, I'm sure.
But we went to see Oppenheimer together, and when we walked out, we both said definite Best Picture candidate, but for sure, Robert Downey Jr. had to win Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah, here's a guy who... really had a messed up drug situation.
That was a while back, though.
Yeah, and
what was
ago.
What was a-hole Jimmy Kimmel, you know, all over that? That was funny. He was pathetic.
Oh, I didn't see the monologue.
I watched part of it.
I do have it recorded.
Jay's about to discover whether or not we have what we think.
But now, did you know Robert Downey Jr. was even in prison for a year? Is that right?
I don't remember him doing time, but I suppose that's totally possible.
Yeah. He woke up naked in somebody's closet one time, just some stranger's closet.
Well, that's not a big deal. That happens to all of us when we're going through that phase. But so, among the things, first of all, here are the winners from last night.
Best Supporting Actress, Oscar. Jay Vine.
In a supporting role. Robert Downey Jr.!
Best animated feature.
The Boy and the Heron.
Song. Billie Eilish and
The actor in a leading role. Cillian Murphy.
Actress in leading role. Emma Stone.
Best picture. Oppenheimer.
Yeah. I don't know what Pacino was doing last night, if it's old age or too much
liquor.
Yeah. But he completely botched the Best Picture presentation.
Yeah. Oh, no. Did I do some Shakespeare now? I think is in order, right? To be. No, I'm not going to do it. No. Well, this is the time for the last award of the evening. And it's my honor to present it. 10 wonderful films were nominated, but only one will take the award for Best Picture. And I have to go to the envelope for that. And
sounds,
I will.
Sounds lit.
Here it comes. And Maria, I see Oppenheimer. Yes. Yes. Emma Thomas, Charles Gordon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah, there was a lot of awkward last night. There always is at this thing. She's a potential Morning Maroon nominee later. Madonna yesterday was in Inglewood, California to do a show, and she likes to see her fans standing up, which is why she charges $500 a seat so you can stand.
Right.
And everybody but one person was standing.
What are you doing sitting down over there? Why are you doing sitting down? Oh, okay. Politically incorrect. Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here.
Now that I know you're in a wheelchair and you can't stand up.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God.
These people can be unreal, Rich. So I'm not quite sure what to do here because we have stuff that's vanished, for lack of a better term. And Jay is working on it, but so far, no luck.
It's the dispatch machine, the thing that sends everything?
No, dispatch worked. It sent everything I did this morning over. That's all that's in there.
Oh.
Everything else, the other 9,990 cuts, including the songs we normally open the show with, those are not accessible. Godzilla won an Oscar last night.
Yeah, and it was great to see those people on stage. Did you see that moment?
I did not see the moment, but I've got the speech, the acceptance speech.
And the Oscar goes to Godzilla.
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 So unless this thing gets figured out, we won't have things like your timeline.
Oh, no!
No, we won't have our usual intros and outros to the various bits. I have no idea what's going on. And by the way, what the hell happened to all the rest of my stuff that I keep here? Ah, all right. Well, somebody at least threw it in a pile somewhere. We are at 6:11. We're going to go to 1819 News. I'm going to go outside and light one up.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
1819 News.
A video out of Mobile is causing an uproar on social media. Libs of TikTok is the social media account that posted the video. The video shows a man dressed as a woman dancing provocatively within feet of young children. One child even held up money for the dancer. The Oyster City Brewing Company did confirm that they are the restaurant where the drag show occurred and told 1819 News reporter Erica Thomas that they do it once a month on Sundays as part of their family-friendly drag brunch. House Majority Leader Scott Stadhagen offered a bill last year in the state legislative session that would have banned such sexualized performances from being done in front of minors. Stadhagen says he will now be reintroducing that bill this year. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a nine-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that nine-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
Additional charges have been issued against a North Alabama man who is accused of murdering a harvest man. Kyle Luter is now being charged with sexual torture of that murder victim. The victim is identified as Derek Wells. Both men knew each other. Luter is currently being held without bond in the Madison County Jail. An explosion at a home in Adger has put two people in the hospital. The explosion is believed to be gas-related, according to WVTM News. The victims are a man and his grandson. Both suffered significant burn injuries. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Injured in a car wreck? I'm Johnny Adams, the attorney you need to know.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm at 500-500-500.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, this daylight savings time thing has me more screwed up than a rabid squirrel on bath salts. You see, I try to get in at least 14 hours of sleep each night, and I don't really appreciate that the government feels like they got the right to steal an hour away from me. Thanks, Obama. And screw this extra hour of daylight. There's nothing worse than trying to watch Wheel of Fortune in peace while the dang neighborhood kids are playing outside, assaulting my eardrums with their joy. Hell, half the time I can't even think to solve the puzzle. And don't get me started on the damn ice cream truck driver blasting that damn song through my neighborhood every single night during the bonus round. I heard daylight savings time's got something to do with growing crops. But unless it's helping tobacco crops, I don't want it. Thank you very much.
And you're welcome. Everybody's got their own way of dealing with this time change, and everybody says this is the rough one.
This one affects me more than the fall.
I had a couple of sleep aids available last night, so I think I got to sleep at a time that will help me reestablish the pattern. But a little foggy this morning.
Are we back up to normal now?
No. We're not. We will have no random facts, intro, none of that crap. Unless we get this thing fixed somehow. I don't know what Jay's doing, but I'm sure he's working hard on it. Market is down in red territory this morning. So that, however that plays out today, Brett McDonald will be here with analysis at 5:15 this afternoon on News Talk. And his firm, Invista Advisors, is a group we hope you'll take time to sit down with and talk about your financial future, ask questions. People always make it through crazy economic times in good shape, but they get good advice to do it, and this is a place where you can find that. No high pressure. Nobody's going to try to sell you a financial instrument or anything like that. It's about you and what they might be able to do for you to help grow and protect the money you work so hard to make. That's Invista Advisors. Their number's 387-0094. So, in addition to the Oscars from last night, and I have to say it was a pretty good night for good filmmaking. They did. Did you ever watch American Fiction?
I did, it's very, very good. It's very funny.
Yeah. Were you surprised that Hollywood would?
The ending was a little different.
The ending was
a little weird.
Kind of hard to figure, but I just love the concept. You know, somebody's trying to break away from barriers, and all they and it's the white libtards. That,
I love the way the book companies were reacting to it. It's just, This is wonderful.
He wants to name his book the F-bomb just to see if he can get away with it, and because he's black, he plays these liberal. It's just beautiful. Hilarious stuff. Also this weekend were the Razzie Award winners.
Oh. I didn't see those.
Well, I wish they would do one of the comedy network. Comedy Central should do a Razzie show.
Yeah.
Worst picture went to Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Didn't see it. Really don't remember what it was about. The Golden Raspberry winner for worst actor was John Voight in Mercy. I think that was a punishment vote because he's a hardcore conservative. Megan Fox got worst actress for Johnny and Clyde. There's a cinema classic right there. She also got worst supporting actress for The Expendables 4. And Stallone got one for that same crappy franchise, redone again and again and again. The worst screen couple were Pooh and Piglet as bloodthirsty slasher killers in the Winnie the Pooh movie. Worst prequel, remake, ripoff, or sequel, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Worst director, Reese Frake Waterfield in Winnie the Pooh. This movie just ran the table. And Fran Drescher was also given the Razzie Redeemer Award for her work as the SAG after president during the Oscar strike. So there was one nice thing to celebrate there.
They should do the Razzies almost like they do the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. As counter-programming, yeah. The anti-Hollywood vote. We have a good news story today.
What is it?
That's when you have a fresh information item that is of a positive nature, but that's not important. I'm sorry. I am so flustered by this other issue that I can't... and nothing's there. Nothing is there. 9,000. If you see 9,990...
cuts?
Yeah, audio clips wandering around, would you please let us know so we can reinstall them into the station?
Has that ever happened before? Where just everything went away?
Once, like a million years ago, but I don't remember how we fixed it then, and I have no idea how we're going to fix it today. But we still have some audio sources. We could even do a little politics this morning because we all thought, at least it seemed, most people thought that Katie Britt did a pretty good job with the State of the Union rebuttal.
I thought so.
But Megyn Kelly and others, not so much. In fact, some people are referring to it as a disaster that she came off as a, quote, Karen type of person.
Hmm.
So I was going to play it this afternoon, but we've got a lot of holes to fill here, so let's give it a listen this morning.
The Republicans had an opportunity here to put their best foot forward and just sound normal. That's it. Don't shout, say normal things, and speak to regular Americans about what's real. And they blew it, as they do almost all the time in these State of the Union responses.
True.
They put up rising star in the Republican Party, Katie Britt, who is a senator from the state of Alabama and a Republican, as I said. And I don't know what the F I saw. I agree with the people saying she looked like she was auditioning for a show on Lifetime.
Yeah.
The drama, the fake affectation, the over-the-top portrayal of emotions I did not believe she was feeling at all. Her inauthenticity, it was totally cringe, as the kids would say. Sorry, this is how I saw it. You tell me whether you disagree. Here are some high/lowlights.
I never could have imagined what my story would entail. To think about what the American dream can do across just one generation, in just one lifetime. It's truly breathtaking. But
at this point, I'm kind of inclined to agree with Megan on this. But let's let it continue.
Right now, the American dream has turned into a nightmare. Our country can do better. And you don't have to look any further than the crisis at our southern border to see it.
I'm just seeing the stamp on there. I didn't realize she was in Montgomery doing that live for the whole nation from here.
No, really?
Yeah. See that stamp?
How do we miss out on that?
On the upper left there?
Yeah, I see it.
Mm-hmm.
She's telling us about this terrible crisis with a big-ass smile on her face.
Yeah, I know.
President Biden inherited the most secure border of all time. He invited it with 94 executive actions in his first 100 days.
It's not true.
That was a little emotional.
She embarrassed herself. She embarrassed the Republicans, and she embarrassed women. It was a disgrace. I was horrified by her performance, and I really think that it's going to take her years to rebound from that performance.
How about that?
Wow.
Now, most of the reaction I saw locally
was pretty good.
Yeah, supportive. But you have to look at how something like that is perceived outside. She's our girl. So now,
some people were put off by the fact that she was in a kitchen. However,
it wasn't the kitchen. It was the high dollar kitchen.
Okay, yeah, but it was I think more effective than a studio as far as softening the overall effect. But she was a little emotional in that clip I just saw.
Yeah.
It was a little over the top.
And
I didn't see that part.
Smiling during the southern border thing.
Yeah.
how are you going to convey how urgent it is when you look like you're posing for your wedding pictures?
Yeah.
I wish I had taken a closer look at it, but I didn't watch the State of the Union, so I didn't see that live the first time.
No, I'd seen some clips from, and the clips I saw, she was fine. Mm-hmm. Until I just saw that. that was a little over the
top. So I think Megyn Kelly makes at least a couple of valid points. And maybe a little dramatic, but...
By the way, she is that's apparently a SiriusXM podcast.
Yes.
That we've been listening to.
We should give attribution where it's due.
Yeah.
If you have a contrasting or opposing view, our number is 272-9228. Since we are a talk show, we can take a call this morning. Or any reaction to the Oscars last night. Our movie maven was 7-for-7 on predictions. She picked best sound and best original screenplay, too. Not bad. Not bad at all. And we'll do a wrap-up with Ellen Murray this afternoon at 5:35. Here's a story out of New York that's very disturbing. The fire department of New York, for whatever reason, they were with Letitia James, the woman who just convicted Donald Trump of paying off a loan on time, a victimless crime, which I didn't think could happen in New York, but it is. And they booed her ass off. And now the, and look at her up there right behind you. Behind you.
Oh.
She's reacting like, what's everybody mad about? Jeez. Like, we can't tell. So now, the chief of the fire department has nothing better to do but look down the scoundrels who had the audacity to boo Letitia James.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's your priority? They got the National Guard in the New York City subways. Good thing you went when you did. Because now, to get on the subway, it's like checking into an airport. Bag check and all the rest. Gangbangers are openly selling fake IDs, green cards to migrants on New York City streets. New York is done.
I was lucky last May.
Yes.
Because I had really good experience on the subways. But now the National Guard?
No. No, I don't think I'd be getting on a New York City subway. That'll be great for tourism, too. Which is a big part of the New York. Well, you can't really book a hotel there because they've given them to all the newcomers.
Luxury hotel.
You pay, they get free everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's ridiculous, too. All right, we're in crisis mode here in case you can't tell. If you have a damaged automobile from an accident, do yourself a favor. Get with a team of people that your insurance adjuster will heartily endorse. In fact, the three times I've had three different insurance adjusters, Sam, taking my car to MPB, there was a hearty, excellent, you know, no question, no recommendation to go somewhere else. That's how strong their reputation is here in the city, and they've earned it over four decades, starting with Donnie Turner's attention to detail and due diligence, making sure that everything on a car that's been damaged in an accident is fixed. Everything. In the old days, there used to be some game playing. Well, if the customer's not going to see it, we'll make them pay for the repair, even though we're not going to do it. And who's going to know? MPB has been meeting this high standard for four decades, and we hope that if you need your car fixed after an accident, that you'll choose them. Choose wisely. 27 Rec with a W. Donnie and Brandon Turner now. With four decades of excellence, if your car cannot be driven, have it towed to MPB on the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane. And if it's drivable, make sure you get that claim number ASAP so they can start ordering the parts that need to be replaced, repainted, and repaired at Montgomery Paint and Body. 27 Rec with a W. We have a phone call.
What is it?
That's...
Never mind. What's up?
Good morning. I was just calling to make sure the phones was working also because I hadn't heard anybody else call in.
Well, it's on Monday morning, it's typical that we go a few minutes before.
Well, for most people, it's still 5:30 in the morning.
Right.
The clock may have a different number on it, but the body is saying 5:30. I'm not ready for this.
I've been out here all night, Ed, waiting for y'all to come on, so... Yeah. Whenever it hit 6 o'clock and the music came, I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on?
Yeah.
And now I know the rest of that story.
Yeah. Well, we're working on it.
Anyway, guys.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm listening.
Have a good one.
Hey, good news. It's back. The stuff is back.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that look on his face. He's frustrated.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to tell you.
When does a day go by in this building when Jay doesn't have to deal with some kind of a crisis that probably could have been avoided?
Now, so you have the song of the day now, because I was going to tell you how to, maybe we could...
I got everything. Everything is right here, bud.
Cue it up on YouTube.
There it says, SOB on Monday.
Right.
And that does not mean son of a bitch on Monday. That means the School of Broadcasting with Rich Thomas is coming up in just a couple of minutes. So we make a couple of tweaks and adjustments here, and we will be good to go. All right. That means at 6:30, we're ready for our first traffic update from Skipper.
Well, we had an accident this morning, Highway 331 at Hyundai Boulevard. If you're coming into Montgomery or leaving Montgomery, last report we had was that the road was closed at that intersection at Hyundai and 331. Three vehicles were involved in that accident. Pretty bad. Possible injuries. Going to be a while before they get that open. Hopefully, they're working towards doing it as quickly as possible. But that's a bit of a slowdown and a problem this morning for folks coming into Montgomery. Other than that, light to moderate traffic all over the area. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Hey, Jambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Hayes is ready at a moment's notice. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. We lost an hour yesterday. Four if you also watch the Oscars. Yes, the 96th annual Oscars aired last night. Oppenheimer won 7 Oscars. Jimmy Kimmel also paid tribute to it by bombing. Billie Eilish got a standing ovation after her performance. Not because of the song, because she actually smiled. Al Pacino presented Best Picture to Oppenheimer. Sort of.
I have to go to the envelope for that. Here it comes.
And Maria, I see Oppenheimer.
And after last night, Los Angeles is completely out of Ozempic. This is not headline news.
They should have gotten somebody coherent to do that award, like Joe Biden. At 6:34.
with a timeline for the 11th of March, your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 71st day of the year, there are 295 days left. On National Promposal Day, oh yes, kids, this is the day when you go up to your intended, I guess you would say, and propose that you're going to the prom with that person, all right? It's napping day. I like that. Power nap is said to be perfect at 20 minutes to quickly revitalize your demeanor. You're less demeanor when you take a power nap. It is National Dream Day and World Plumbing Day. Can you imagine our world without the comforts of the plumbing that we have?
No, and don't forget Clark's 277-2125 or ClarkComfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. We had a call. We didn't get that guy's name, did we?
No, we did not. So, sir, if you call back, we'll get your name on the list.
You'll be number one in the grand prize drawing. We give away a Clark's Club membership at the end of the week.
1702, the first English daily newspaper, The Daily Current, publishes. It's not so current anymore. 82 years ago in 1942, during World War II, General Douglas MacArthur left the Philippines. Upon leaving, he said, "I shall return." And he did 3 years later.
Yeah, and a lot of people pay with their life to keep that promise.
Yeah. Of course, Truman fired MacArthur.
He had a nickname for him.
Gutsy.
That was very insulting. Truman did not like MacArthur at all. His Royal Highness.
He was arrogant, though, you know?
Totally. I mean, he was the definition of it.
Yeah. 1953, an American B-47 accidentally drops a nuclear bomb from 15,000 feet onto Mars Bluff, South Carolina. It created a crater 75 feet across, but the nuclear core did not detonate due to six safety catches. 1964, Beatles spent time filming at Twickenham Studios for A Hard Day's Night. They filmed a stage set and made it look like a guard cage where the Beatles played cards, and they did I Should Have Known Better. Let's see, 1967, number one song on the charts, The Supremes. Love Is Here, and Now You're Gone. And now, our song of the day, and thank God for Jay, we do have it. It's an MTV era song.
This is the right one.
UK group, oh no, this is not it. This is the Beach Boys here.
I love this song, though. Can we play it?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, all of it.
Yeah.
Thomas.
And thanks, Jay. It was an accounting mistake on my part. the song we were going to hear is Modern English, I Melt the World.
But, that's next Monday? Or is that this week, later this week?
Now I don't know.
You don't know?
Now I got
to... If you stay tuned to us till 9 o'clock, we'll do something right today. Something...
Now I'm kind of scared.
Don't be scared.
Okay. 54 years ago in 1970, the Grammys were announced, and the Fifth Dimension won for Best Song. Aquarius Let the Sunshine In. That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah.
Also on that day in 1970, Deja Vu. The first album from Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and the second for the trio configuration of Crosby, Stills, Nash was released. 1986, the NFL adopts the instant replay rule. 89, Cops debuts on Fox. 1993, Janet Reno was unanimously confirmed by the Senate to be Attorney General. On this date in 1997, Paul McCartney, I don't know why I said it that way, was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II. 18 years ago, 2006, former Yugoslavian president and war criminal Slobodan Milosevic. he became mayor of Chicago, too. And no.
Slobodan Milosevic?
No, he became the governor of Chicago, of Illinois.
Rod Blagojevich.
Yeah, Blagojevich.
Yes.
Anyway, he was found dead in his jail cell in the Netherlands. 2011, Japan was hit by a massive earthquake and tsunami that resulted in nearly 16,000 deaths and cost billions in damage. Don't use this as a replay show.
Yeah, I would recommend we wait for better on Tuesday.
6 years ago in 2018, just 2 years after the off-the-air American Idol returned from cancellation, it moved from Fox to ABC for its 16th season.
We already had our first call.
All right, birthdays. Actor Terrence Howard is 55. Joey Buttafuoco is 68 today.
What a last name that is, huh?
Buttafuoco.
Yeah.
Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy, is 74. Here's a good dead or alive. Sam Donaldson.
Oh, he's still with us.
He is alive at 90 and living in El Paso, Texas.
You know, his eyebrows have been in the process of knitting themselves together his whole life. I wonder if they finally merged over the bridge of his nose.
I don't know. Yeah. Sam Donaldson. We're 6 days away from St. Patrick's Day. 8 days until the vernal equinox, which is the first day of spring.
Every time I hear that, I think of some guy named Vern Equinox.
Easter in 20 days. Hey, we're 27 days till the solar eclipse. That's on a Monday, 4 weeks from today. The Biscuits home opener is the next day against Pensacola. And Christmas, well, let's see. Mother's Day is 62 days away. Christmas, 289 days away. And that is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Laying a story here because, you know, actually got a pretty good pile of Morning Maroon candidates building up here. Mm-hmm. But this one gets my attention because guess what I did yesterday for the first time in ages?
I'm afraid to ask.
I went to the driving range.
Oh, that's right. I hit a bucket
of golf balls.
Yeah.
And had a blast. God, it's been so long.
Where did you go?
Lagoon Park.
Oh.
Never been there. But it's close to the house. And, gosh... It's the first time you swing the club,
mm-hmm.
and I hit a perfect shot because I wasn't trying to kill the ball. I should write a simpleton's guide to play better golf. And one is, hitting it straight is better than hitting it far. Because hitting it 300 yards and having it bounce into the rough, that doesn't do you any good. But yeah. Hitting it down the middle... That counts, and I was down the middle. Wasn't trying to kill the ball.
I'm not a golfer, but everybody tells me someday I will be, so we'll see.
Anyway, this guy was in Indiana, and he was at a driving range at a place called Top Golf. You know, they've got driving ranges in Florida that have like two or three stories.
Uh-huh.
And you are assigned a tee, you go to that particular place, and then you hit out into the water.
Well, in Japan, don't they have them on top of buildings?
Probably.
Yeah.
But it was a little bit chilly, but it was just great to be out looking at trees and greenery. Very nice. And anyway, while this guy was, the other basic fundamental rule of golf, in addition to hitting it straight, is hitting it better than hitting it far and not straight, is don't keep a gun in your pocket when you're swinging a golf club. Because this idiot did, and it discharged while he was swinging.
Oh, no.
Not only was he rushed to the hospital with serious damage to his inner thigh, but he shouldn't have had the gun at all because he was convicted of felony robbery in 2010. So now he's facing, he's almost certain to go to jail just to satisfy that golfer. So keep in mind, golf can put you in prison, kids. And you heard it here first.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
So it's a pretty big deal this late in the season when you have a frost advisory, because we're into the growing season now. Some places are teetering close to the freeze mark. Alexander City's at 33. Selma's at 34. So frost advisory this morning and again tonight. Sun and cloud mix today. Cool for March with a high around 65. Partly cloudy, cold tonight. I'm saying 37 for the overnight low, but again, some of the outlying areas could sneak down a little bit more than that. Mid-70s on Wednesday, near 80 on Thursday with more sun. Risk of showers and storms late Thursday night, and periods of rain and thunderstorms Friday. Again, another wet Friday, with the risk of rain continuing Saturday into Sunday as a front stalls right over on top of us. Could there be excessive rainfall? Yeah, we had 3 to 5 inches just over the weekend. I think, Jay, you had 3.57 in Prattville?
Yeah, just from Friday?
Yeah, Friday in the overnight hours.
Yeah.
And I had 3.16 over in East Montgomery. And Doppler radar estimates some places had even more than that, up to 6 inches of rain once you get down into South Alabama. Right now this morning, Montgomery and Maxwell at 38. It's 646.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
646. Eating carbs can make you uglier.
Huh?
That's what it says, and that story is coming up later today in our Rocket Scientist feature. Right now, I'd like to talk about Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Springtime, not just cleaning up, but maybe taking a look once the dinge is out of the house at what's left behind. Maybe some of that furniture is just beat up, old-looking, and it's ready to be replaced. If you're going to shop for furniture, please make sure you include Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings in your shopping. Because if you don't, you're missing out on 60,000 square feet of incredible selection. I mean, they've got everything. I don't care what you're taste or what your preference is. If you like the comfort of soft, cushy leather, they've got it. If you like something a little firmer, they've got that. You name it. You name the style. If it's existed in the history of furniture, they'll have it for you at Kaiser. Complete rooms, individual pieces, accent pieces, and doing everything they can to make it affordable, starting with 50% off the top ticket price and Synchrony Luxury Accounts financing at 0% with an order of $1,000 or more for qualified customers. And on top of that, you'll save on sales tax. It's 8.25% at Kaiser and 10% just up the street. So when you're buying furniture, that can amount to some good money too. And of course, the people that make Kaiser Furniture tick, that's Stella Beard and Leslie Wolfolk. Stella knows that inventory inside out, and she can find what you're looking for in the price range and what you're shopping. Leslie also has decorating experience, so she can help you plan or design a room. Stop by and see him at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. That's Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. And you can get a great preview of everything they carry at this web address, shopkaiser.com. We got traffic, your SRN News replay, and then the cheap and trash.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
649. We had an accident earlier this morning, Highway 331 at Hyundai Boulevard. Last information we received, the road was still closed there. You might want to seek an alternate route if you come into Montgomery on Highway 331.
Or if you're leaving Montgomery on Highway 331, same situation, road is closed. That's the intersection of Highway 331 and Hyundai Boulevard. Around Montgomery, traffic is building a good bit. We've got light to moderate traffic on the interstates. Boulevards are getting a little more busy at this moment. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. At McKinnon Toyota, financing is as low as 2.9%. The inventory is rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive to McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Republican Senator Bill Hagerty lamenting defeat of his proposal to require a U.S. citizenship question to be included in the census. 51 Democrats and independents banding together to defeat that proposal. Some European countries are following the lead of the U.S., evacuating embassy personnel in Haiti as violence continues to spiral out of control. Israel says its forces have killed more than 13,000 Hamas terrorists as the war in Gaza, triggered by the Hamas attack on Israel in October, continues to rage. And the historical drama Oppenheimer, the big winner of the night at the Academy Awards in L.A., took 7 Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Director for Christopher Nolan, Best Actor, Cillian Murphy. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 136 points. NASDAQ futures are off 24 points. More details, srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
Well, I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ho, 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 Brazil.
Oprah Winfrey lost 40 pounds again. And now you can lose 40 pounds and you can lose 40 pounds. Everyone's losing 40 pounds with Oprah Ozempic. Simply follow Oprah's exclusive weight loss method and have all your meals planned by a team of dietitians and prepared by three private chefs, just like Oprah. But make sure you have hours of free time to exercise, because Oprah Ozempic works best with a sprawling home gym, indoor pool, and live-in personal trainer. Oprah Ozempic, the healthiest, most expensive, time-consuming way to lose weight.
All right, and as Oprah herself likes to say...
Isn't a Pope so freeing?
There's no business in show business to live events we can't go.
I'd say altogether I caught about maybe 20 minutes to a half an hour of the Oscars last night. Did you see any of it?
Only, I saw the opening monologue and the... first award was the Best Supporting Actress. And then that was it. I think I tuned back in on some technical things just to see what was being given away. Mm-hmm. And then I caught the, I caught the I'm Just Ken performance.
Oh, God.
Ryan Gosling. I loved it.
No, I saw the other one. They did two songs from Barbie last night.
They
I
did.
Saw the other
what
one.
Am I made for? And
that was like, okay.
It was good.
The first one?
It won.
Oh, that...
the Billie Eilish song?
I'm confused.
There were two Barbie songs nominated. What Am I Made For by Billie Eilish, and then the I'm Just Ken.
Oh, Gosling did the I'm Just Ken.
He did the Ken performance, which I loved.
See, I think it was horrible Ken.
Because they were... oh, they're finding horrible Ken. The whole music thing was great. It was that whole take on... Marilyn Monroe. When she had the guys on stage and it was all pink and everything else.
The here's the thing, though. The whole ceremony is an orchestration to the BM, the big moment.
Oh.
Not that there was a lot of mystery about...
stay for the big moment, you know?
Who was going to win Best Picture. And so they pick a legendary actor, 83-year-old Al Pacino, to go up and present it. And...
it was...
did I do some Shakespeare now? I think is in order, right? To be... no, I'm not going to do it. No. Well, this is the time for the last award of the evening. And it's my honor to present it. 10 wonderful films were nominated, but only one will take the award for Best Picture. And I have to go to the envelope for that. And I will. Here it comes. And Maria, I see Oppenheimer. Yes. Yes, Emma Thomas.
I was back in New York, you know, halfway through a gallon of Merlot, okay? And they stopped by his house and said, hey, we thought it'd be fun to have you do the Best Picture award. It's just awful.
It was terrible.
That kind of sucked some of the steam out of the moment, I think.
Yeah, it did. And the way he actually said Oppenheimer, like, it was just a...
well, you never heard of it.
Yeah.
And that may be a possibility. What's her name? Emma Stone's dress.
Yeah, I saw
split
that.
Open. But you know what? In her case, we already know what Emma Stone looks like everywhere after watching Poor Things. And that was the movie that did second best last night. Won 4 Oscars, mostly for design and dress and costume and all that. But that movie cracked me up, and I'm surprised Willem Dafoe didn't get a nomination for the role he played.
See, I didn't understand the movie. I still don't understand it. So
it was...
just wasn't made for Richie.
It was Frankenstein Redux. You didn't like the furious jumping?
It was such an unusual movie.
Very. Totally. But I actually watched it a second time and enjoyed it more. And even though I hate his guts, Mark Ruffalo,
And largely because he plays an a-hole in the movie, it was like perfect for him. And his mustache. Funny stuff. All right, what else is happening in the cheap and trashy that we might want to pass along? It was, in fact, I posted last night on Facebook. I had an Oppenheimer poster at home. So I set it up, and I had my hat, which is kind of Oppenheimer-esque. So I plopped the hat on top of the poster. And we got 43 reactions. Any comments? Let's see what people had to say about it. Oh, Jacqueline wanted to know how she did on her guesses, but I left the ballot here at the station. Well, Bessie Ann said, we watched this last month. I thought it was one of the best movies of any substance I've seen in quite some time, and I loved it. And by the way, just so there's no misunderstanding, that movie is not a lecture on, well, the atomic bomb is bad.